Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the syndicated radio transmission. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We also simulcast the radio in living color with a five-camera shoot at prisonplanet.tv. And last hour, I was playing clips of Henry Kissinger, Obama, Bush Sr. calling for world government, new world order. And I just look at how arrogant they are. They're just con men who practice talking real smooth and real slow to sound reasonable when they're doing horrible things. And they've taken the wealthiest nation in the world and made it the greatest debtor nation. They've taken a nation known for liberty and freedom and turned it into one known for evil. And now they're trying to give us more of the same as the solution. And just a decent American who's a constitutionalist is being called crazy and kooky. Well, then they're saying George Washington is crazy and kooky because Ron Paul follows the Constitution, not to a fault, but some would say to a fault, to an obsessive compulsive level. Now, if you don't like Ron Paul, then you don't like what America is. The people demonizing Ron Paul and myself are lecherous, un-American vipers who want the destruction of our republic and who are signed on to the New World Order, period. Let's go back to your phone calls here. And I'm sorry, there was another Mark from Illinois, so I got confused and thought that was the same Mark. But let's go back to Mark in Illinois, then Rick and others. Mark, thanks for holding. Welcome.
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
I have a couple questions for you. One, for the police, they need to watch the movie, the second movie, Lethal Weapon. It tells in there about how they have diplomatic immunity against us and how they use it against our military.
No, the globalists have diplomatic immunity and get caught running white slaves. I mean, sex slaves, folks. Drugs all the time. That's exactly how the New World Order, the UN, and all these mega groups, they all declare immunity. It's a joke. It's a con game.
It is a con game. You got it. You nailed it right on the nose of Ron Paul all the way. I'm for him. I was so happy here on CBS this morning. I have to say that. That Newt Gingrich called him a liar. Not Ron Paul, but called Romney a liar. Right straight in front of everybody. Man, I mean, everyone had a hard time getting themselves composure together.
But you're supposed to, but look, he's a liar too. I mean, I heard Gingrich whining about negative ads. Gingrich has been running negative ads.
The New World Order, this leader right with them. You know what? They need to take the New World Order, and we need to start a New World Action against them. Take it right to them. Right
well, again, there. The devil's greatest trick was telling the world he didn't exist, and that's the mind game. We can never get rid of this because they have this weird unified front of none of it exists when it exists. I mean, that shows, I appreciate your call, the biggest example of fraud I know of is that every year before school starts, they announce everywhere, it's the law to take vaccines. There is no law. It's a giant criminal hoax. And then you hear the vaccine ads on the very same TV and radio stations. Now, the average radio station person is so weak-minded, they actually think it's the law, too. Again, it's just giant hoaxes. Let's talk to Rick in Florida. Rick, thank you. Welcome.
Alex?
Yes, sir.
Are you there?
Yes.
Okay. 5-year listener, I'm calling because I need your help. I'm in the process of declaring myself a free man on the land, all right? And I want to opt out of the Social Security system because it's that number. If you accept that number to your name, that's what ties you legally to the rest of their debt.
Yes, that's all true, but the system is so criminal now, they say they don't even follow their own rules, just like they've gotten rid of due process and say they'll secretly arrest you and blow your head off. They are lawless criminals. So just know that just because you say I'm a sovereign, you pull out of it. Unless you're an illegal alien, they won't leave you alone. Illegals are above the law because they're here to drive down wages and a key part of the New World Order. But unless you're going to change your name and claim you're an illegal alien, you're not going to achieve true sovereign. Only illegal aliens, government criminals, and the Queen of England are...
did you ever think you'd be where you are a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we've got another great patriot and another fellow Texan. Wayne Paul joining us for the rest of the hour. He's, of course, one of Ron Paul's brothers. And for many decades, he's been exposing the Federal Reserve, battling the IRS in court. He's a CPA. He is just a chip off the same block that Ron Paul came from, off the same tree. And I wanted to get him on today to talk a little bit about his brother and who his brother really is. I mean, I happen to know the inside baseball on Ron Paul, who would basically volunteer for free to work at charity hospitals because, you know, he believes in the free market. And the free market, you're supposed to have people that dedicate their own time willingly to help those that are in need. That's what the Bible teaches. I happen to know that Ron Paul routinely would pay the bills of his poor patients. That's now coming out, not from his campaign, but from others. And that Ron Paul would volunteer in the minority, black areas mainly, and give them free health care. But Ron Paul is the type of person who, a hero. He won't talk about himself. He won't allow it because it's painful for people like him to hear it because he knows he's doing his duty. But I know his brother, if we twist his arm, might talk about him. And you know, I've never asked you guys about your parents, what great people they must have been to produce such a great family of liberty lovers across the board. And now grandchildren, I know, are involved in the fight against the globalist. And we sure are proud to have you here with us in Texas. But Wayne, out of the gates, I was saying to you during the break, I said, Wayne, what do you want to talk about first? And he said, I'd like to mention a website where they're going to have people at all the caucuses themselves taking a photo of the tally board. That's why Ron's going to probably win Iowa, is because it's the old-fashioned vote with your hands at the precinct. It's tallied, put on a board. And so the Republicans have announced they're going to run into secret to protect it from anonymous hackers who've been protesting Ron Paul, obviously working for them, the Republican establishment, who've openly said they want to sabotage Paul. And if he wins, just ignore him. And so they're saying to protect it, it's a secret location. But we can stop them from doing that. And we're going to have the website up on screen here when Dew comes in about 20 minutes for a quick report. Because Dew's getting a piece together for this tonight on the Nightly News as well. But we got to get this going now where they take a photo of it and then they have a public tabulation of that so that we can checkmate the fraudsters. And we also have articles at PrisonPlanet.com. Republican insider, the Fox analyst, GOP establishment planning to subvert Iowa to prevent Ron Paul win. We've got that audio clip coming up later as well. But it was funny because that was what I was going to raise to Wayne first, but he brought it up to me. So, Wayne, what is first on your radar screen here today, my friend?
Well, I think the biggest thing is how do we know we're going to have an honest tabulation? And there's those throughout the country have been thinking about this for a long time, and there's three or four guys on the East Coast that have set up a website called TransparentVote.net. And they put out a letter to all the candidates in Iowa saying, if you've got people in a precinct, when the precinct count is finished and sign off on, before they whisk it away, ask them to put it up and you take a camera picture of it with your iPhone and then upload it to TransparentVote.net, and they'll run a concurrent tabulation that you can watch.
And, of course, that's what the Republican Party should do to maintain the safety of it. But notice the anonymous group, which is just a government cutout, has now gone and protested at Ron Paul's Iowa offices. They're talking horrible trash about him everywhere for 2 weeks. And they're the group threatening to disrupt the caucus, which now demonizes anybody who ever runs under the name Anonymous, and then allows the Republican establishment to run and secretly tabulate the vote. I mean, it's pretty obvious what's going on with these stinkers.
George, did you hear what the governor of Iowa stated?
Yes, but I know you've got the quote. Give it to folks.
Well, he turned around and was on national television and said, if Ron Paul wins the Iowa caucuses, you have to discount it because it wouldn't mean anything.
It's amazing. I want to get into what it's like for the family and what it's like, you know, Ron Paul's brother, to see them twist things and tell the lies about him, and also see just a pack of mangy jackals that is the dinosaur prostitute media savaging your brother, but also savaging his supporters, and the governor saying ignore the vote if he wins, which is saying ignore the voters. I mean, they're really showing their arrogance.
And I think that too. I think the amazing thing, Alex, is people are afraid of truth and honesty, and it's the people that control things that are the most afraid. They can't handle the truth. The thing I'm most amazed about is my brother's capability of remaining positive and looking at the goal and not being deflected by all the other statements that are made that are negative to him. His goal is freedom, liberty, and privacy for everybody. That's what he wants. And I really think, Alex, we live in exciting times coming up, starting today for the next 6 months, because economically things are going to get worse, and more people are going to say we want to change, and the snowball's starting to roll down the hill, and the powers to be don't like it, and they don't know what to do about it.
It was Julius Caesar that said there is a tide in the affairs of men when taking up the flood leads on to fortune. The fortune we seek is liberty and freedom in our time and for future generations, and to not live under a collectivist yoke of communitarianism. And imagine your brother, really for 40 years, but prominently for three decades, traveling the country, writing books, in and out of Congress, battling for basic Americana liberty. I mean, really nothing special, just basic common sense constitution. And now here he is, right as everything he warned of, and you and I and many others and G. Edward Griffin warned of, right as it's all happening, just as we have said, there is Ron Paul. I mean, that's God giving us a chance. You know, God, if you study the Bible, Wayne, as you know, always gives people a way out, a chance.
And I'm saying this is our chance.
Well, you're right, but Wayne, we cannot lose. Even if they steal the election down the road, by Ron running and by everybody supporting him, this is the greatest awakening and people learning about the Federal Reserve and the New World Order we've ever seen, Wayne.
That's absolutely right. That's why I tell my friends and neighbors we live in the most exciting times of our life because we've never had an opportunity like this in my lifetime, and I'm 70 years old, and I think it's exciting, I think it's definitive, and I think it is going to be something that's going to surprise everybody because the time is now.
It certainly is. I don't know if you've seen this, but it's on InfoWars.com, but Huntsman, who's worked for Obama, is a total one-worlder. He's running an ad playing clips of your brother talking about George Herbert Walker Bush calling for a new world order. I mean, those are all public clips. How is your brother bad for admitting that world leaders want a world government and that we shouldn't be part of that? I mean, how is saying the sky is blue bad?
I totally understand what you're saying. I just admire my brother for being able to stay positive through all the flinging that's going on.
Yeah, he's done that. Let's, for folks that, you know, obviously aren't Ron Paul's brother, you know, you guys have a large family. Growing up, how would you, you know, characterize him in the family and then, you know, throughout his life? What type of person is Ron Paul? And what do you make of all of these, you know, taking out of tens of thousands of newsletters, taking, you know, 10 lines or something and conflating them with other things and then attacking your brother?
Well, as a little bit of background, there are five boys in our family. Ron is the middle of five boys. My mother and father ran a processing dairy business in the basement of our house, which was a four-room house. And they did that up until, I believe, I was in fifth or sixth grade before they moved the processing business from the basement of a house to a separate building, and we were always taught, you know, my mother and father had to work 7 days a week, and when we were old enough to wear some boots and could wash some cans that were in the basement, we put the boots on and went to work, and that's just the way we were taught and raised. But every Sunday morning, regardless of the fact we had to work, we took time off and went to Sunday school and church. The five of us had a paper route, starting with my oldest brother down to me. When I gave up the route, we had close to 300 customers we delivered paper to every day, and they had to divide it up into three paper routes after we gave it up because nobody would take it.
All right. I mean, tell us more. Tell us about your parents.
Well, Mom and Dad were obviously hard workers. They were obviously well-grounded in their faith, and they didn't ever try to beat anything into us. They just expected us to turn around and go to Sunday school and church, and it was just a way of life for us. And There was never a problem. The only problem my mom and dad had is when we were sitting in church on Sunday morning, they couldn't divide themselves among five boys. So there were always two sitting together. And, of course, any two sitting together agitated each other. So they always had a problem to keep us calm for the service that lasted maybe 45 minutes or an hour. But other than that, we were perfect children, you know.
Now, how would you describe Ron Paul? I mean, at his core, what drives your brother?
Well, even when Ron was in high school, before he had a driver's license, he worked in a drugstore making sodas and sundaes. And then at 9 or 10 o'clock at night or Friday and Saturday night, he'd get on his bicycle. And it'd take him, it's about a mile from the house, and he would bicycle home. We all worked in the dairy on a daily basis. Once we got licenses, we drove milk trucks every day. We all five of us put our way through college. When Ron went to college, he went to Gettysburg College in Pennsylvania. When he was a sophomore, I believe, and I could be wrong on the exact date, but I think he was married roughly in his sophomore year. When he graduated from Gettysburg College, I believe he had maybe one or two children, and he went to South Carolina to graduate school. And after that, he went to the Air Force for 5 years. Then he went back to get another degree in Michigan. Then he came back to Pennsylvania and got his doctor's certificate as obstetric and gynecology doctor. And then he went into practice. So he always worked. Of course, we always try to kid him a little bit to keep him humble. We always say he was the spoiled one of the five of us. And as long as there's four of us around, we win the battle.
Now, what about, their false claims of racism and things like that? I mean, because from people I know that know your brother well, and, of course, what's coming out in the media, I mean, he would volunteer quite a bit always at the charity hospitals to help people.
Well, not only that, but he never took Medicare. If a patient came in to his office, he took care of them. If they didn't have the money, they made an agreement as to how they were going to get paid, and he took care of them. But he never took Medicare any time while he was being a doctor.
That's right. Never took it, and in many cases would just give people free health care is what ended up happening.
Yeah.
I mean, so this is, and particularly for, my quote, minorities, I mean, most doctors would just turn you away right there. But there's your brother, hardworking, living by example of his parents, all the things he's done, truly understands the issues, and that's why the system's so scared of him, because they know he can't be bought and there's no skeletons in his closet.
Right, and they're trying to make up the skeletons as they go, so they go back 20 years to pick up one article in one newspaper about 8 or 10 lines long, and they're trying to hang their hat on that. But the problem they have with that statement is his life does not depict what they're trying to make it be. So the life, the honesty, the integrity, truth prevails, and what he is what he is, and that's the problem they have.
Well, you're right, but it does show the awakening is huge, that despite the lying Decepticon media telling everybody that Ron Paul can't win, he now is the front runner, and they are in full panic mode. What are some of the dirty tricks you're expecting them to pull, Wayne?
Well, I'm concerned not about the caucus meetings tonight in Iowa, because I believe the people in the individual precincts and caucus meetings are the grassroots, serious-minded individuals, and that means it doesn't matter who they support, any one of the candidates. they're normally very dedicated, hardworking people that are going to work for the person they believe that is right. I believe those precinct numbers will be honest, sincere in every way, shape, or form. My concern would be what happens when they go to a secret place and tally the votes. That is not transparency, and they can use whatever excuse they want that they want to prevent disruption. If they want to prevent disruption, go to downtown Des Moines, sit in a public square, and have each precinct captain bring in the vote. And you think it's going to be disrupted? It's not going to be. But they don't want to make it transparent, and that's the biggest thing that frightens me.
Well, I agree with you, and undoubtedly there's going to be election fraud. There was 4 years ago, but if there's a big enough, in places like New Hampshire, there's a big enough landslide, they have trouble spinning it and cooking it. We're going to have the top election fraud investigator, former federal fraud investigator, Bev Harris, on the radio show and the TV show tomorrow in the aftermath to break all this down and to track it into the next primaries and caucuses that are coming up. But I want to state this again. You only lose not supporting Ron Paul. You only lose not hitting the street and getting very aggressive with the message of liberty. Because even if they engage in all this fraud and stuff, we win by injecting real issues.
Absolutely. And I see almost another 50 or 60% more knowledgeable people today as it deals with the issues than it was 4 years ago.
You just said it. You just said it.
They read more, they know more, and they have come to the point where they're not going to put up with the baloney that the mainstream puts out. They're just not going to do it.
Well, it's like your brother Ron Paul said two nights ago. In fact, I meant to pull this clip up when he was on Fox TV on the weekend, and the host, you know, was saying, well, do you think you'll slip in Iowa as Santorum and people surge? And your brother Ron Paul said, no. Once people convert to liberty and put together all the pieces of it and understand how things work, there's no going back.
Right.
And, I mean, that's the issue. Ron Paul's not filling people through with his ideology. He's getting people to rediscover history, rediscover common sense, rediscover what made America great versus the horrible stuff we're being sold by the establishment. It's the establishment that's got something to hide. It's the establishment that's discredited and kooky, not Ron Paul. And every month we exponentially grow, and that's why the system's scared.
Yep. They, as I said initially on this program, they can't handle the truth. And I have to believe, as a God-fearing Christian, that truth is going to prevail. And economically, we still are going to have to take on the $16 trillion that we found out about. That's going to come up in the next 6 to 9 months. And the truth is going to prevail.
And by the way, it's not just the $16-plus trillion given to foreign banks via the Federal Reserve of our tax money and Bernanke and others lying to Congress about it. Now we're learning there's trillions more going out. I mean, this is a big deal. The crooks running things are stealing trillions and telling us it's our debt.
And Alex, one of the other things that concerns me as a brother to Ron is that I have studied enough history in the last 40 years to understand the tight wire that he is walking in terms of what the establishment is willing to put up with. They've been able to control and stick him in a hole somewhere and not have to deal with him. But those times are changing now. So each day as it changes, I am in greater fear of his life for he and his family.
No, you're right. But he's committed to it as a champion. But no, let's elaborate on this after the break. This is the next point I wanted to raise. We're right on the same page together.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com, your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Brother of Ron Paul, great anti-Federal Reserve, pro-America activist for decades. In fact, that's one question I want to ask him and then go to a few calls is specifically, you know, what got Wayne and Ron involved in all this? We'll talk to him just in a moment and also talk about Ron Paul's safety. But first off, A Noble Lie, Oklahoma City, 1995. It's a DVD film that I'm in, but there's many of the survivors of Oklahoma City are in. And also the mother of a police officer who was murdered because he was going to expose what really happened. This was done to blame the states' rights movement, movement of real Americans, to blame us for this attack. This film is like cyanide to tyrants. Get it at InfoWars.com and get it out to everyone you know. We also are still running the Everything Special because it's so popular. All 18 of my films on DVD for 70%+ off, $99.95 versus $360. And it is your support of this broadcast and the news websites and the nightly news and everything that makes this possible. And it is your continuing support that helps us expand in the future. So, again, I want to thank all of you out there for your support of InfoWars.com with your visits to the online video bookstore, your PrisonPlanet.tv memberships. You are at the tip of the spear right beside us, not behind us in this fight. It's also very important to support our local AM and FM affiliates and to become sponsors of those local stations if you're a local business, but also to support those businesses that are sponsors. That's why we're getting on so many new AM and FM stations here in the United States, not just XM. And we're number one podcast and audio streams on the web, according to a bunch of different actuaries and gauges like Google Analytics, StatBrain, Alexa, and, of course, Shoutcast and many others. Now, going back to brother of Ron Paul, Wayne Paul, you got cut off by the break. Start over. You're saying that before they could ignore your brother, but as he really becomes a major focal point, not just here but worldwide for liberty, you're worried about his safety. Please elaborate on that, Wayne Paul.
Well, I look back in history, and I could probably name you in my lifetime five or six people who are no longer alive that at one time or another espoused many of or some of Ron's ideas and philosophy. And they got to a point that agitated certain powers to be. But now they have an individual that puts them all together in a very nice, common sense, human being package. And as I said at the beginning, they can't handle that. And the more they can't handle that, the more I fear for the safety of my brother, whether it be because of an airplane malfunction or a sniper bullet, or I don't care what you want to call it. I personally, as a God-fearing person, I fear and pray for his and his family's lives on a daily basis. And the more he wins, the tougher it's going to be. But I can guarantee you he's still going to be out there on the podium preaching what he believes to right as far as liberty is concerned.
Well, hear to that, Wayne Paul. Who got started waking up to this whole New World Order collectivist slave system? Was it you? Was it another brother? Was it Ron? Give us that lore.
Well, I think while Ron was waiting for babies to be born, he began to read Austrian economic books. And so he went all the way back to through Ludwig von Mises and Hayek and all those people that believe in the Austrian economic theory, which is free enterprise, private property, and liberty to do what you want. He learned and understood this issue. And the more he read, the more he understood it, and the more he realized that our government 40 years ago was not heading in the proper direction from an economic point of view and from a liberty point of view of the individual citizens of the United States. And that's when he decided that he felt he was called to turn around and try and educate the people to have a better understanding of economics, a better understanding of liberty, and a better understanding of the Constitution.
So was he the first person to, I mean, obviously the family was very constitutional, already awake, but was he the first person to really wake up?
I think he was in our family. I got involved in it from a tax point of view, and I started to read the Constitution from that point of view and from understanding the tax law. And I don't want to go into it now.
Well, give us the skinny on it.
Well, I can go into the fact that I can show you in chapter and verse who is required to file a tax return. But if you don't file a tax return, you go to jail. But what happens if you're not required to file? You're considered a tax protest. And there's court cases all over the country, and there's people in prison who know and understand the law and how it operates. And where are they? They're buried in a jail understand the Constitution, and chapter and verse can show you who's required to pay a tax return.
Well, I love it whenever they attack your brother on TV and they go, how will we fund the government without the income tax? And a lot of times he's standing with the Capitol in the background and goes, we built that without it. It is there to pay the interest to the bankers for the right to have currency. We never had it till 1913.
And, let me tell you a little bit of history. From 1835 till 1913, we had no central bank. If you look at economic history during that 75 years, we had more real wealth growth per capita for every person in the United States than ever conceived of by man.
That's right. It was over 10% a year.
Absolutely. And what happened? In November or December of 1913, the Federal Reserve Act was passed by three people on the floor of the House. And 20 years later, in 1933, we turn around and Roosevelt declares the United States bankrupt.
Yep. And put us into receivership of the very same megabanks today who aren't trying to fix a crisis. They created it. They're just shearing us again.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But to say that we can't run a government if we don't have a tax, I would like to see some of the candidates who espouse to be historian tell me and read me the story about 1835 to 1930 and the real wealth growth of this nation and try to tell me it can't be done.
Now, when you talk to your brother, I mean, he was here a few weeks ago, and I gave him some of my advice, and he's a very humble person. He'll tell you if he agrees with it. He said, no, that is good advice. I said, go up against Obama. I wouldn't even worry about attacking these other minions now, and he agreed that that should be their next strategy. That's actually what Romney and some others have done effectively, but the problem is it's only rhetoric with them. It's not real like it is with your brother.
Right.
Your brother says something, you can take it to the bank. Globalists say something, it's guaranteed to be a lie, even if the truth would serve them. But if you could, I mean, just watching this, you know, from afar, if you could give the campaign advice or ideas, what would it be?
Well, I only disagree with some of the snippets that I get to see on television because I don't get to see the full context of what was said, but there are times when we talk about, for instance, taxes. I think it's important to note that for 75 years we didn't have any taxes, and we ran a government that was very efficient, ran it according to the Constitution, and import, export, and excise taxes funded every government requirement we needed for those 75 years.
Well, that's what China does.
Right. Exactly right. So I recognize the fact that when you're standing up in front of an audience, how he is able to maintain the control and keep the positive attitude and try to answer all the questions is beyond me. He's got a power that I don't have.
Well, I'm sure it's from being a doctor and all those life and death crises. It just gets to where you get where you can really control yourself.
Well, you know, if he's sitting over a patient and he's got to make a medical decision, he turns around and makes the decision and lives with it, and 99.9% of the time it's always been right.
Yeah, he's from the real world.
Yep.
And he's up there with a bunch of insider trading crooks who are just completely arrogant and crazy. I want to ask you about the NDAA coming up, but I want to bring Rob Dew in, one of our investigative reporters and the director of the Nightly News here, because he was raising, you know, the same point of groups that are trying to get photos at the precincts of what the hand-raised tallies were. You know, it should be posted anyways.
Yep.
And so it can all be collated. So we're going to definitely follow and track this. But then he's got some other breaking news. Rob, give us a report on that.
Basically, about 2 a.m. last night, I got up. I couldn't sleep. I went online, and I started seeing a bunch of the stuff about Ron Paul and the election rigging. And I watched that video that we're going to show later with this Fox News tart, D.D. Binky, talking about how nobody in the Republican Party wants Ron Paul to win. They're trying to figure out how to split the vote between Romney and Santorum, but they don't want to split it too much because then Ron Paul might win. And she called his supporters Paul bots, which I think is funny coming from Fox News, considering they love to regurgitate talking points over and over again and get people to robotically talk about them. And then it led me onto this website called transparentvote.net. And
that's the one you're talking about, right, Wayne?
That is correct.
Yeah, and I mean, this has got a great plan, and it's people listening there in Iowa. Well, all we need is 1,784 people to go to each precinct, one person at each precinct.
And don't worry about people doing it over and over again. That's
exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't wait for orders from headquarters.
Just go do it.
Just go do it.
Get the picture.
Because if we even get part of them, we can add it together and show fraud of what's going on.
Sure, they did it in 2008. They didn't. They only had.
And again, that's why we do this, even if they try to rig it, because by engaging them, we show their fraud.
Exactly.
This is how you defeat an enemy, is engaging them.
Because
and one of the things the person in the precinct has to realize is one, the precinct count, and the sheet is signed off on it. It becomes public, and that precinct chairman has the responsibility that if I ask to see it, he's got to show it to me.
That's key. They've got to show it. So everybody,
absolutely,
get out there and do it. I mean, how obvious is it they're sending an anonymous, and the only group they protest is Ron Paul, and then now the Republicans use that to make it secret? I mean, this is, we got to take your rights because Al-Qaeda. I mean, it's the oldest trick in the book.
Well, what's going to happen is these precinct chairmen, they've been told to call in their results into this secret location where all the votes are going to be tallied. So we're never going to know what the real results are unless people get out there and do this.
Yeah, this is how desperate the, I mean, they'll lie about WMDs, folks. They'll stage the Gulf of Tonkin. They'll do this. You're the enemy. The criminals that run this country are hijackers. They hate America. I mean, it's really just that simple. Now, let's get to DD here, this Fox News correspondent, this Fox News, I guess, analyst. She goes on there. We have the article at Infowars.com. Republican insider, GOP establishment planning to subvert Iowa to prevent Ron Paul win. I want to play some of these clips and get Wayne Paul, brother of Ron Paul's, take on this. Let's go ahead and go to this first clip. Here she is on a local radio show in Iowa breaking this down.
About Ron Paul showing very well in the caucuses here, because there's concern, frankly, that Iowa will caucus itself into oblivion, and the party will say, listen, if Ron Paul is what Iowa picks for us, or gives Ron Paul this kind of prominence, maybe Iowa shouldn't be first in the nation for our party next time around. And we know that the Iowa caucuses are important to this state and to the economy. Is it possible that the party apparatus here could be silently asking those district chairmen to start swaying some important caucus members over to the anti-Paul side, which may end up being Santorum being the beneficiary of that. Is that, and again, we're just speculating.
Oh, yes.
A scenario like that happening.
Well, I'm not speculating. I've talked to the party officials. I know they're concerned about it because, you know, that takes away their significance. In Iowa, you know, they want to keep number one in the nation. And then if you, you know, nominate someone who doesn't have a snowball's chance, that's not good for them. And they know that. So now they're like, all right, you know what?
I think she
needs
Santorum right there.
You know what? Let's get to the real issue here. You know, our relevance is important. The country's relevance is important. Ron Paul doesn't do us any good in Iowa, doesn't do the country any good. We'll never get there. So let's figure out what we need to do. So, yeah, those conversations I know for a fact are going on. So, yeah, you are very right and astute to realize that.
Where do you think, from a practical point of view,
Now, again, we have up on screen the quote there, Ron Paul won't be allowed to win. That's coming up. But, I mean, here is this arrogance that this isn't good for the country, so we're going to decide.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is crazy. Now, what's the next clip here?
Well, she talked during this whole interview, you can go listen to it. She talks about, and big props to We Are Change Wichita, who found this and sent it to us last night and at about 1:30. But anyway, she talks about how the chairman are going to sway voters to go to a certain candidate that they think needs to be, and it's definitely not going to be Ron Paul.
But right there you hear the spin where he's saying, this will discredit Iowa. They may lose the caucus.
Oh, yeah.
That's what the governor says.
Exactly.
So they're saying if you vote, you lose your right to be first. I mean, again, it's all about peer pressure. It's all about trendiness. We're going to come back and play some more clips of this and hopefully keep Wayne till about 5 after. I know he's got to go and get back to work. But, Wayne, what's your take on what you just heard? There's more coming up.
Well, all I can tell you is I believe it. You know, they're going to do anything they can.
You're right. Are we ready with the next clip? Here's the next part. Here's more of her giggling and snickering because Ron Paul's not good for America. They're going to make sure he doesn't win. Here it is.
You know what, Steve? I just think it's a huge struggle right now because I've talked to both types. They're like, you know, we think Romney, you know, we want Iowa to pick the winner, and we think Romney will be the winner. But it's like, oh, but Santorum's worked so hard, and he came to my church, and he came to my diner, and I really like him, and we think he represents Iowa. So there's a real split there. So they're, you know, they're concerned about the Ron Paul thing because if they split that, Ron Paul could be number one, and they really, really don't want Ron Paul to win.
Isn't that interesting? We've got one more clip of this coming up. In fact, let's go ahead and go to that clip as we go to break here. Yeah, okay, we're going to come back from break then and get to the rest of that. But more comments on this, Wayne.
Well, it concerns me. I understand where they're coming from, but that snowball's rolling down the hill, and they're not going to be able to stop it. They're going to try. They'll attempt to do anything that they can. But I have to believe that this is under somebody else's control, and they're not going to be able to stop it.
Yeah, they're running around like chickens with their heads cut off. We'll be back.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? Do you feel tired, out of shape? Is your romantic life suffering? It's not your fault. You may have reduced testosterone, but now, for the first time ever, you can boost testosterone levels safely and naturally to feel more like you did 20 years ago. Introducing Ageless Male, a breakthrough supplement clinically proven to increase testosterone levels by 61% and within a healthy, normal range. Today, you can try it risk-free. So if you'd like to experience what healthy testosterone levels can feel like, more energy, better mood and focus, and more romance when you want it, you really need to give Ageless Male a try. Supplies for this risk-free offer are limited, so don't wait. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
One thing that stops corruption and cronyism and insider manipulation dead in its tracks is sunshine. Everybody needs to get this article at Infowars.com out to everyone you know. Republican insider, GOP establishment planning to subvert Iowa to prevent Ron Paul win. And she thinks this is just normal to say the campaign, you know, the local chairman, the local Republican bigwigs, are going to have to sway things for our state or for Iowa, or it'll be discredited. This idea that, you know, if you vote for Ron Paul, it discredits the state, so we're doing this for your own good. It just, they're out of touch, their arrogance. Their insane arrogance that she would say this on a radio program and the hosts are getting off on it. They're all enjoying it, feeling like they're playing along with the script and part of the system. Most people that serve the New World Order are not even part of it. They just regurgitate because they know they go up the ladder if they do.
Yeah.
But now they see the system being shut down. You're going to be thrown off that ladder.
Yeah,
okay.
It's good that this is coming out because it really shows these people's true colors, that they don't have honest intentions for a fair election.
Well, it's more than that. They're right there saying, we're the elitists, we know best, and we're going to pressure people to do this, and we're going to make sure. They say it publicly because they've been operating in the open with nobody opposing them for so long. Here comes Ron Paul and says, here's the Constitution, and they act like vampires at high noon. He's a normal person. He's not like us. He's bad. No, you're bad. Let's go to the rest of the clip and get Wayne Paul's take on this. Here's the rest of it.
A lot of those Ron Paul people coming in because, well, you know, they'll be coming from school.
And they're going to be
I don't know. I kind of think they're going to be able to keep them from getting the number one spot because they are concerned and they get that. And they, you know, they had so much change with the schedule with, you know, Florida just making everything crazy, you know. And so Iowa knows that, you know, they're kind of on the chopping block here. They could be.
Oh.
So that's very important to them. So I'm sure that there are a lot of discussions and trying to figure out, you know, where the votes are going to go. And I will tell you this, and I'm positive that the party apparatus is very tightly knit like it is in Indiana. It's very similar.
Oh.
So they're trying to figure it out right now. I mean, between Romney and Santorum and how they deal with the Paul bots, and you know they're
Paul
not going to want him to get number one. It's very bad for Iowa. It's terrible for Iowa.
Wow.
If he wins, the biggest loser is absolutely Iowa. So I hope for my friend that the Iowa GOP. I hope that doesn't happen.
Yeah, I just want to make sure.
Yeah. This is devastating, and I should have led with this today. I saw it and never even. I'm glad you came up and said, Alex, why aren't you covering this? And I'm glad that you know Wayne brought up the other issue because I'm just so used to this. I'm like, well, it's par for the course. But the public doesn't understand. The insiders are very tightly knit, and the two reporters are getting off on being let in on the goody.
I mean,
they think we're so blind, culturally, spiritually, intellectually, they can just parade around in front of us. And you heard her, yeah, there's going to be all the young people from the schools. How horrible, the young people involved. I mean, it's just this loving feeling they're part of the establishment. Was that not disgusting, Wayne Paul?
It sure was, but let me point out the other side of the coin. The Republican Party control of Iowa have their head in the sand. They have an opportunity to bring on independents and young voters like they've never seen in their life.
No, they're discrediting their own state.
Yeah.
They are totally shooting themselves in the foot because they don't even care if their party grows in Iowa. They don't care if they don't have more people, yet they have a golden opportunity.
Exactly. Most parties say they want to grow the party.
People.
Notice they don't want to do that.
No.
Right. It's terrible. Young people are getting involved. Heavens forbid.
The average age of the Iowa caucus voter is 60. So there you go. There's a big chance to bring in some youth, some new ideas, and get things.
But look, even if they derail Ron Paul this round, and as Wayne said, the momentum, you can feel it. I mean, it's big. It's 10 times what it was 4 years ago. It doesn't matter. We win by fighting back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.